In the headlines, tourism officials welcome Barbadians abroad for the 2025 We Gathering celebrations. Legislation coming to deal with people who abandon their elderly relatives. Leading criminologist calls for critical early intervention with troubled youth. And Barbados's Prime Minister and Chair of CARICOM, the Honourable Mia Amor-Motley, has pledged to continue fighting the injustices meted out to Caribbean countries. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. The Chief Development Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Marsha Aileen, says the island is ready to welcome Barbadians from across the world for a year of festivities. And speaking during the official welcome of visitors to the island as part of the start of the We Gathering initiative at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Miss Aileen said the island is already seeing an influx of visitors. She remains optimistic that the number of people arriving on the island will increase.
There's so much chatter right now in the markets, both from the UK perspective, the USA, Canada. There are so many second and third and generation Barbadians who may not have seen Barbados in many years. And we're hearing the chatter and they're excited to come home, not just to involve themselves in the festivities, but to give back. So we're inviting them to do come back home. Today it's over 3,500. It's not as big as the 21st of December, where we welcome over 8,000 persons into the airport. We do have a significant amount because, of course, it's just after All Year's Night, and we expect that the winter season will be a good one, certainly for Barbados.
Miss Aileen also outlined plans to ensure Barbadians benefit directly from the We Gathering initiative.
We know that the number one reason why Barbados is such a pull factor for so many visitors throughout the world is the Barbadian people. And we want to ensure that we continue to celebrate the Barbadian people. And so they'll be very much into the mix and be in hall four of We Gather in 2025. There are a number of activities that we're putting together to ensure that the Barbadian people are captured, that the Barbadian people are celebrated, and that there's economic empowerment through all of the communities. And so it's really important that we ensure that the number one product on our island, the Barbadian people, are celebrated as we go through this year We Gather in 2025.
Chief Product Development Officer at the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Marsha Aileen. Meantime, Barbadians at home and abroad are embracing the excitement as the We Gathering initiative gets underway. The year-long celebration, which launched yesterday in Barbados, has also sparked enthusiasm within the diaspora. Barbados's Consul General in New York, Lorenzo Harewood, told Starcom Network News there's much anticipation among Barbadians in the United States who are eager to participate in the national initiative.
We in the consulate, we're in the full mode of making preparations for the gathering. I will admit that it is still a build-out, a process in terms of the mission overseas. There's still a build-up when it turns to the particular activities. But equally as well, the diaspora are not as disconnected as some persons may think. They know very well everything that is happening in Barbados in terms of the gathering. And the level of interest that has been developed over here has certainly transcended the geographical boundaries, and the diaspora are hungry for activities and to identify what can be done to facilitate their participation in the gathering. They were waiting on it prior to COVID. Obviously, COVID put a halt in it, but they're more than eager and willing for it to come back.
Consul General of Barbados in New York, Lorenzo Harewood. Government is bringing legislation that would discourage Barbadians from abandoning their elderly relatives. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, revealed to Starcom Network News instances of people leaving their elderly family members to fend for themselves without the necessary support, only to return when the person dies. Minister Humphrey says such cases are becoming too common, and he plans to address it.
My ministry is one that deals with troubles. The one that has troubled me this year is the number of households that have, for some reason, abandoned their elderly relatives. It is, for me, it is gut-wrenching. And I don't mean, I understand it, and I exercise empathy in cases where people might leave an elderly relative home because they have to go to work. That's why we need to have daycare and to build it out. But I'm not talking about those cases. I'm talking about cases where people just walk away from their elderly population. And I know that they walk away because we've seen when elderly people are dying, if the elderly person owns property, the family comes back. And so I want to spend a lot of time this year. The legislation would address some of that.
Minister Humphrey made an appeal for Barbadians to look after their elderly relatives.
There is a consciousness that we have to build and just to work with people, you know, to work with their elderly. Look after your older folk, man. And that is the one thing I think I'm going to have to push harder this year. And the reason is that the vast majority of Barbados is nearing 50. The average age in Barbados is about 47. So in another 10 years, the average age could be about between 54 to 58, depending on how the population changes. And another 20 years, we're over 60. So I think that's the one area just to encourage Barbadians to look after the elderly a little bit more while the government continues to build out.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. The Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit is raising concern about the troubling trend of young people being involved in violent crime. Director Cheryl Willoughby revealed that the average age of murder suspects in Barbados is just 18. Speaking during the launch of the online series, The Streets with Stetson Babb, Ms. Willoughby stressed the need for early intervention in homes and schools, warning that signs are being ignored by both.
When we look at the data and we look at the accused persons accused for murder, here we are seeing an average age of the murder accused being 18 years old. So I'm saying that at some point in time during the school age of these youngsters, somebody should have picked up some sort of problem with the individual so that that person could have been referred for assistance, whether it's psychological assessment, whether it is a dispute resolution program, something should have been recognized either by the parent or by the school that that child attended in order to be able to have early intervention into the lives of our young people.
That's Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, speaking during the launch of the online series, The Streets. The head of the credit union movement wants Barbados's financial cooperatives to have open discussions with their leadership to address what he describes as an increase in very complex guidelines being imposed by regulators on the institution's operations. In his New Year's message, President of the Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League Limited, Kemar Cumberbatch, says such regulations are a burden and too costly for some of the institutions to handle.
As President of the Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League Limited, the apex body for credit unions on the island, we have witnessed how the increasing regulations, though necessary to protect the entire financial system, have simply become too costly and burdensome on small institutions that lack the structure, human, and capital resources. In addition, accounting standards such as the IFRS 9 have also had an impact on small financial cooperatives. These institutions also confront the increasing demands of members for more sophisticated products and services, such as those offered by large credit unions and other institutions. Simply put, the environment within which credit unions operate is evolving, and members of small institutions must have frank discussions with their leadership about the way forward.
President of the Barbados Cooperative and Credit Union League Limited, Kemar Cumberbatch. And Barbados's Prime Minister and Chair of CARICOM, the Honourable Mia Amor-Motley, has pledged to continue fighting the injustices meted out to Caribbean countries within the global finance sector. In her first official message to CARICOM for 2025, Prime Minister Motley said, there will be continued advocacy at the international level for reforms in these areas. Recapping the top story, tourism officials welcome Barbadians abroad for the 2025 week gathering celebrations, and there's legislation coming to deal with people who abandon their elderly relatives. That's the latest from Starcom Network News. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.